USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants all businesses with 100 or more workers to require their staff to get vaccinated or tested weekly. This could affect up to 100 million people across the country. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins America's newsroom and explains why this won't help the issue.
It's ineffective. I mean, by scolding and condescending to Americans, dripping with scorn that somehow this is their fault that they've been infected with a virus, they're not going to persuade people to get more vaccines.
A series of lightning strikes is causing crews on the front lines of the massive Caldor fire to scramble to put out new fires. A cold front in the Tahoe Basin causing more than 1,000 lightning strikes between last night and this morning in Northern California, including about 100 in the San Francisco Bay Area. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
Former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is launching his political comeback tour after giving a speech at the Ronald Reagan Library. His speech in California was part of a series discussing the future of the Republican Party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Texas Republican congressman is speaking out regarding the overwhelming number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new report from CNBC says Amazon is apparently the leading candidate to get the NFL Sunday ticket. DirecTV currently has the rights to it, and the deal is up after the 2022-2023 season. Amazon already has exclusive rights to Thursday night football games next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.